The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, the Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, was with me a moment ago, and I put it to him that there are people who find the term geriatric pregnancy offensive. It refers to people, women pregnant over the age of 35. And for what it's worth, the minister said he's in his 40s. He certainly wouldn't like to be referred to as geriatric in any sense, shape or form. Evelyn Pepperell is with me now, as is Yvonne Redden, both mums of three. Evelyn, what do you think of that term, geriatric pregnancy?
I know when I heard it first at the age of 33, I felt a little bit insulted. But then I suppose the sense of humour in me kicked in and thought, I know, not a geriatric, but I wasn't expecting to hear that term for at least another 50 years, if I'm honest, Kieran.
Yeah, I think age 65 is when officially kind of geriatric medicine kicks in and geriatricians will treat people over that age with certain conditions. 35 is well short of that.
It's well short of that, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yvonne, how did you feel about being referred to as a geriatric?
Yeah, language, isn't it? I mean, it's terminology that definitely needs to be rectified. I mean, even at 65, a geriatric isn't 65 nowadays. 65, it's quite a young age now, and people are nearly restarting their lives again at 65. Look, it's like a lot of different areas, the language and terminology used is just dated. It's outdated and just needs to be definitely brought up to date with the modern world. You know, there's lots of different areas that needs to be looked at, not just the medical way, not just the medical terminology.
I get what physicians might say is, OK, that's fine, but we need some sort of term to refer to women who get pregnant later into their 30s, because even though it's more and more common now, it does come with slightly different kind of health complications compared to younger women. Is that fair?
Not really. I think, there is a different way of saying it. There, Madison Women's Health Online, they use the term advanced maternal age, or AMA. I mean, that sounds a little bit better, but it's still not right. You know, there still could be a lot more to describe. I definitely think the terms need to be looked at completely and eradicated. You know, that other term there, that advanced maternal age, is a bit better, but it's still not right. It doesn't sit right, you know, as does the geriatric pregnancy and geriatric mothers. I mean, I put up a post about the article yesterday on LinkedIn. There was people saying they were considered at 27 to be geriatric, 31, it's less than 35. So it's not just over the age of 35, it's actually younger. So it's probably what nurses and medical professionals are told is the geriatric age, but really, it's not, you know. It's a different world now compared to 20, 30 years ago. I think it needs to catch up on that, really.
Evelyn, have we reached a point where we should just refer to women in this condition, quote unquote, as just pregnant, full stop?
Do you know, Kieran, I totally agree. Why put a label on it at all? I think in these years, particularly in the last 20 years, we seem to be so adamant to label everything. You know, our life is going to be one series of labels at the way we're going. No, I don't think it needs to be labelled as anything. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant, and then the rest is between the doctor and the mother. That's my opinion anyway. Yeah.
Well, Evelyn, thank you for your opinion. Evelyn Pepperell and Yvonne Redden, both mums of three, neither of whom would describe themselves as geriatric. I'm sure lots of people will agree.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.